The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
And right now I want to go to our after-hours lines, and this is a call is a little difficult to hear, so let me just tell you that it's a divorce situation, and the wife has threatened the husband. The husband put a restraining order on the wife, and so now the wife tells their 10-year-old daughter, Daddy won't let us back into the house. It makes the husband, who was threatened by the wife, look like the bad guy, not the wife. So that's the situation, and here is the call.
My brother is going through a divorce. Him and his wife are going through joint custody. He has had to place a restraining order on my sister-in-law. She has threatened him, but she has relayed this to their 10-year-old daughter, which I thought was pretty much, well, that sounds like her, but she has relayed this to her daughter that the reason why she can't get back in the house is because of my brother and that he placed this restraining order on her. Now, I would have never went through a child to do this. She cannot talk to my brother because he has the restraining order on her because she threatened him. Doesn't have anything to do with the children, but she is trying to put this child between them. His daughter wants him to take off the restraining order and let the mother back in, but the mother left. She did not want to be married to my brother. So he is really going through a lot right now. And it is just really tearing him down because of the fact that his daughter gets an attitude every time she is around him because the mother has told him that he lies all the time. So I'm trying to give him a solution, which I can't because he's hurting, but at least comfort his daughter some kind of way.
Okay, to me, the biggest thing that stands out there is what you mentioned, that she's poisoned the daughter towards your brother, the father. But the other thing is that the wife is saying, your daddy lies all the time. Daddy is a big, fat liar. Don't believe anything daddy says. And if the daughter wants to be connected to the mother, if the daughter has heard daddy lie in the past, then the daughter is just going to go with the mom. But what if it's not the case? What if it's the case that your brother is a really decent person, that he doesn't lie at all, and that the wife is the liar, and the wife is the one that wants to leave him anyway, and she's willing to use violence. She's threatened him enough that the authorities have granted him a restraining order. Then he's caught in a terrible situation because the wife has already poisoned the daughter. So what I would say is that when he gets together with his 10-year-old daughter, let's call her Mandy, and Mandy's there and just saying, Daddy, why can't you let Mommy back in the house? Why can't you let Mommy back in the house? And instead of telling yourself, oh, I can't say anything, I don't want to play the same games with Mom, instead of doing that, he can...
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. Ugh, I wish guys knew more about what we want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance. A serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
And instead of telling yourself, oh, I can't say anything, I don't want to play the same games with Mom, instead of doing that, he can draw his daughter out. Let her talk so he can gain the full context, what information she's been given. He can say, honey, tell me what you've heard. You seem so angry with me. You seem so upset with me. And I want to make sure the facts are straight. There may be some facts I can't share with you because it's just inappropriate. But I want to hear what you've heard that makes you so angry and makes me look so unreasonable in your eyes. Help me understand that better. If you're on target, honey, I will own up to any of my role in the problem. If it's not accurate, I will try to correct that. I will give you the information. I can't guarantee that you will believe me, but I do want to give you as much of the truth. I think you are owed that. It's a messy situation, and I wish you were not as involved. I wish Mom and I could deal with all of our issues behind the scenes. And then listen to your daughter. That's where you want to connect. If she refuses to talk, at least put the invitation out there. Instead of saying, well, you don't want to talk? Well, that's it. Instead of saying that, say, you know, I know this is a very painful topic. Think about it, honey. If you ever wanted to call me anytime, day or night, and talk about this, I'm available. I will make myself available. You know, there may be some times when I absolutely can't if I'm at work, but I will definitely make the time for you. I want to be there. If you feel like we'd do better in counseling, that's an option for us too. So open up the doors for her. Don't paint yourself in a corner. Don't close any doors. Open them up and be willing to be there as a dad. And she may hear through the mess. She may observe Mom and know the stuff about Mom already. So that's what I would recommend there. You can also go to my website, drkenner.com, and you can get a book, Helping Your Child Through Your Divorce. I have a write-up on it there, and it's by Florence Bienenfeld. It's a fabulous book, and it does show the harm of trying to put a child in the middle of divorce issues. People get so angry. Parents get so angry. There are rejection issues. It's the desire for revenge. There are the big values at stake, the house, the kids, and people lose control and yell and scream, and you want to try to manage it. When you have children, you want to try to manage this as smoothly as possible, without involving them to the degree that this 10-year-old is currently involved.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
Dad and I had another fight. I'm afraid if we stay under the same roof together, we'll do irreparable harm to the relationship we have as it is.
You might remember why you moved him in the first place. You wanted to get closer to Dad.
I still do. There isn't anything I'd like more, but he makes it impossible. I can't read my book, I can't have my coffee, I can't have any peace in my own home.
So what you're saying is you want to be closer to Dad, but you don't actually want him around.
So that's Fraser and Niles, obviously. And there's a real good point to that, that in one sense, we all value our privacy. Even when you're married, there are times when you want private time, that we're individuals first and a couple, or in this case, it's the son and father second. So that need for private time is there, but there's something above and beyond that in this situation with Fraser and his dad, and that's that we gain our independence from whom? From our parents. So to still live with your parents decades later, or to move back, have Dad move back in decades later, it sets you up for a lot of potential conflict. You're each set in your own ways. You have your opinions of one another, which may not always be favorable. You have your pet peeves with one another, and you're always feeling judged by one another. And so it makes it much more difficult to live with a parent unless you can work through those issues. If you can work through those issues, then it's much healthier, and you can manage living under the same roof with a parent who's reasonable, assuming you're reasonable too.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com, and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Stress is an integral part of most people's lives today. Perhaps the most common cause is time pressure, although money is often an important factor as well. For many couples, there's too much to do and too little time, or too many bills and too little cash. Partners can help each other in times of stress. Be a good listener, not an unwelcome advice giver, which only adds to the stress. Provide serenity in a restful environment for each other. Make your home a sane universe. There, everyone is treated with understanding, benevolence, and goodwill. Give your partner moral support and encouragement, and help your partner find solutions to practical problems, if help is requested.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.